The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right. Welcome to our show tonight. And you're like, I'm in love with this band. Demetra. And her husband and the gang is called Danger Kitty. And I'm just going to give you a quick... And by the way, this is Linda Bott. We're live tonight. This is North State Now. I'm going to get in with... Sandra Jennings is here tonight. Hello.
Hello there. Our pleasure to be
Sandra
here.
Sandra Jennings, our astrologer. And, of course, Tyler's there. So we're going to get that microphone up there. There we go. Let's see, how did that happen? Okay, so I did a show at the Cascade Theater, just going to give you a little background about Danger Kitty, and then going to segue into Reading Roots, which is happening. And tomorrow night, by the way, Music on the Green, which is Tiger Field. They'll be playing there tomorrow night. So what happened is, you know, I've been lost in my little jazz world, and I haven't really breached out as much. And I used to do rock and country and a lot of different veins of music. And then I think after 9/11, I did my jazz album. Then I did another jazz album. I kind of just stayed in this world doing the American Songbook and a couple originals in there. But so I do a show at the Cascade, which was a fundraiser for the Cascade with 50, 60 different actors, singers, dancers that happened on June 26th. Under the direction of James Santos. And it was the most fantastic experience. I haven't dug that deep and went to a place where I had to remember five-part harmony, songs that were like from 20 different Broadway shows that have appeared in 20 years at the Cascade. So they had, you know, songs from everything. And I was in a couple of those plus a couple, numbers with some other people. But what KCNR did, is that a fundraiser upstairs, a silent auction. So Carl and I gave, and the body of KCNR gave a advertising package that anybody there could, you know, buy this and put the money towards the Cascade Theater and come in and do a commercial to promote their business or an event. It could be like a bake sale. I mean, we don't know what, you know, whatever. Maybe you're starting a business. And so I get this call from Dimitri. And Demetra Fries. And she says, I bought the package and I'd like to come in. We're doing a CD release concert and it's going to also be a fundraiser for the Reading Roots Festival. I'm like, oh my God. She comes in. You know, when you meet somebody and you know that you can't stop, you've got a timeline, but you're like, I really want to know you. I want to know you. So I had to bring the CD that we were going to play. So we did this track. This is what we did on her commercial. And then I went down to Sacramento, drove with myself for my family, like to take care of my sister-in-law, my mom and dad. And I listened to that CD all the way down, all the way back. And you know what it's like when you're listening to a CD on freeway road. It's not the same. You don't get some of the highs and lows and the same kind of, you know, the intonation and the stuff that you would get in, if you were in a listening room. But anyway, I love the song that Tyler just played. I mean, I think there's something about that song, but I really like the body of the CD. So Carl and I went last Saturday night to Axiom Theater, where this fundraiser was for their CD release as well as for the Reading Roots. And they had three bands. They had Anna Jay, they had the Honeybee jazz group, and they had Danger Kitty. And we got there at 6:30 and did not get home till 11:30. Now for us, these people who get up super early to do live radio in the morning, it was And I kind of prefaced to Carl, look, I mean, I go to, these gun shows with you when I go to the turkey, wild turkey. I need you to come with me, and I need you to really please just be in my pocket with me and really let the music take you over. And he did just that. I was so proud of him. No rolling of the eyes, no looking at his watch, no looking at his phone. He completely engrossed. Never got up, never complained, you know, had some people to shift, and then he was right there with me. That's why he's a keeper. So I want to say that first of all. But we totally, and a Cleveland Bonet played on the album, so Cleveland came that night. Ashley Block, to add to the band, because they played on the album. And I got to tell you, it was just the most wonderful musical experience. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because they are also going to be again on the green tomorrow night. You get to just take your chairs and go out to Tiger Field and hear this incredible band, Danger Kitty. They're going to be on next Thursday. I have a bunch of the people that are coming to put on this Reading Roots Festival. It's called the Reading Roots Festival. It's September 22nd and 23rd. And there are 2 days of bands on 3 stages. Reading, are you ready? Two days of bands starting Friday night on 3 stages all the way to midnight, Saturday all day on the music that you probably would never even, that would rock your world. So you can buy a 2-day pass, come for a couple hours, go over there, come for a couple hours, come the next day for a couple hours. So I would recommend, you know, really going on going to ReadingRootsRevival.org and purchasing a 2-day pass. And I will say that they're going to come in tomorrow morning and cut a commercial, and we are going to probably be giving a couple of these tickets away in the next few weeks, because I really would love to have you experience the bands of this magnitude that are this talent and this caliber are right here in Northern California. And so I would just say, I think it's like $78 or something for a 2-day pass, which is really, really manageable. So there's my bit on Danger Kitty and Reading Roots Survival. Coming back after this break, we're going to get to Sandra Jennings, who is with the Chiron Society. She is our astrologer of choice. We're going to go into the history of astrology a little bit, what's happening with our planetary alignment, what happened with the big moon, and, God, just where we are. I'm fascinated by the science of it. Sometimes my eyes glaze over because I feel like I'm in a geometry class when they talk about 78 degrees of the and you're seeing it on paper and I can't understand it, but Sandra does a great explanation. So let's go out with Danger Kitty one more time, and we're going to come back and hang in here with Linda Bott, North State Now. This is KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Coming up with Sandra Jennings. We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
And one of the things I love about my life and the choices that I've made, being in Reading, and my husband Carl and I, being in the Age of Aquarius, and owning and being the proprietor of this business downtown with these radio stations, is free choice. It's a big deal for me. And so on Thursday nights, when I do this show, I like to do the things that make me passionate, things I'm passionate about. I'm going to talk about things I'm passionate about. So obviously, if you've heard the first part of the show, it's music, theater. Sometimes it's food. It's supporting a woman that may be a stay-at-home mom and she has a business and she's phenomenal at what she does. So I want to support her and purchasing some of her products and telling everybody about her. Or maybe somebody who stays home that is a stay-at-home mom that makes the best cakes in the world, but people don't really know about her. It's word of mouth. So I love to help people fly and support them. And I did that in Nashville. Well, I've done that. I built rooms in several places that I've lived in, Hong Kong, Vegas, Nashville, Sacramento, San Francisco, where I built rooms and I booked acts, and I tried to say to the owners of the club or whatever it was, you know, give me a month of Sundays to show you what I can do. And that it starts to spread and people come in because you build a following and people love to listen to music. And then after COVID, you know, this is what's beautiful about the Roots Festival, because after COVID, things just haven't, they're starting to come alive again. They're starting to click. People are wanting to go out. I wish people could be nicer to each other. I think that if we can just get there, we'll get back to where we were before COVID. That's just my simple opinion. And so helping us understand some of this stuff and navigate through where we're at right now is somebody I love to call and say, okay, girl, what's going on? And that is our one and only Sandra Jennings.
Thank you so much for having me here this evening. And it's interesting that you would mention wanting people to be nicer to each other. And when we have a full moon, it causes people to feel more stress. And we've just experienced a wonderful and amazing full moon. Just last night, we can still see it in the sky this evening. And when the full moon happens, the moon is on one side of the earth and the sun is on the other. And the pull of these two giants, their aura, their electromagnetic field causes stress, and people feel that, and they act out a little more, and they're more emotional, and sometimes they misbehave on the road, and that's where we see it frequently. And this month there were two of these full moons, which is unusual. And we and the moon was especially close to the Earth right now, and that's even more unusual. That may not happen when we have a super moon as close to the Earth as it ever gets. Maybe more than a decade when it will happen again.
Is that why it's called a super moon? Because it's closer to the. Because I heard of today on one of the shows that there just is when it's because there's two moons in a month.
Well, it's called a blue moon when that's
okay.
The second
okay.
Full moon in a month. But a super moon is when the orbit of the moon brings it much, much closer to the Earth, and we feel its magnetism, we feel its pull. It even looks larger when you go out and look at it in the sky. It's hypnotic.
I saw it at 4:30 in the morning.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take your eyes off it. You don't want to leave.
Yeah.
You can feel something emanating from it. There's a message that you sense that the moon is trying to tell you, and this is what's so beautiful about astrology, is there is a message that the sun and the moon and the planets and the stars are trying to convey to us, but it's a secret language, and you have to do a little bit of studying to understand it. And a lot of times when astrologers speak, they use all these terms, squares and trines,
mm-hmm.
and critical degrees, and people don't understand it. So it's important for me to be able to explain it so that it is understood, because that message, we like to know what's going on in the heavens, because it does affect what happens here on Earth. And people have been watching the skies ever since they would hang around a fire at night, and so that the wild animals wouldn't attack them. And they look up at the sky and notice that some of the stars were fixed and didn't move, and some of the stars were moving, and they felt, this is important, I need to know about this. And they noticed that certain things in nature, natural phenomena, natural patterns occurred when the stars were in certain places, when certain stars rose before the sun in the morning. And
what are they called?
That it's when it's the star that comes up before the sun, it's called a heliacal rising.
Okay.
And it's you go out there before dawn and you see what stars or what constellation is coming over the rising sun, over the horizon, excuse me. And that's what people look for when they're doing a birth chart or for a chart for their child or for themselves. They want to see at the moment they were born what constellation is rising on the eastern horizon, because it has it marks people. When you watch the sun rising, you feel that there is a message, and there indeed is a message in ourselves, and it's called the rising sign or the ascendant. And whatever that constellation is, you study about the constellation and what it means, and it can affect how other people see you. The facade that you put on for the world has a lot to do with what constellation was rising at the moment that you were born.
So that's very interesting. I was in Sacramento, and I'm just sharing this with you because you've been doing this for so many years. And I have a relative who's got a relative who has been dabbling in astrology to learn to do it and read. So she popped in somebody's birthday and then did like something in a I don't know, probably there's some kind of app or whatever it is. And we talked about, I said, I don't understand, and I'm going to ask Sandra, because when you're born Like for me, I'm born at 2:20, according to my birth certificate, it says 2:25 a.m. in North Carolina, which would then be a different time on the West Coast.
Sure.
But you're saying, and I thought that was beautiful, that every, if you can get close to what time you were born and what region, that's kind of the imprint when you do your, what, your solar return or your birth chart?
Well, with both. But most people, I always advise, please get a birth chart and learn about yourself, because you came to this world, you were born for a purpose. When you were in between incarnations, you had an opportunity, your soul had an opportunity to choose, where am I going to be born? Who's going to be my parents? What's going to be the social, economical, and political conditions that I'm going to grow up with? And we know that, like you said, there's an imprint that we get, and we get it from the weather, from being born in the winter or the summer or the spring, and we get it from where the planets are located around the Earth. An astrological chart is a flattened map of the sky, and in the European and Western tradition, the map is circular, and the Earth is in the center of that map, that circular map, and you mark off north, south, east, and west. And then in that flattened map, the astrologer plugs in where the sun, the moon, and the planets are located. And then we have used our special translation of the secret language of astrology to explain to you what that means. And each of the planets has certain things that it is associated with. It's called, the planets have rulership over certain signs. Sometimes they feel more comfortable. The sun, for example, is always more powerful when it's in a fire sign. So the moon feels more comfortable when it's in a water sign. So the planets have preferences.
Okay, so right now with that big moon, mm-hmm. is it a fire sign or a water sign, or are you talking about the individual person?
Well, right now the moon has been in Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, and it's a water sign. But at the same time, there has been a planet called Saturn, also in Pisces, and a planet called Neptune, also in Pisces.
Whoa.
Neptune has rulership over that sign. So three planets, including the one who has dominion over the sign of Pisces, were all in this water sign. So many felt very much more emotional, moved by the arts, by music, felt this incredible sense of inspiration from the beauty of the arts. Things like I mentioned, the sunrise, the sunset. You were talking about how wonderful the feeling is when you hear magnificent music. It imprints on your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the planet Neptune is known because it is inspirational for all artists. It's believed that the muses, the beings that inspire the arts, originate from the planet Neptune. So all the planets that have been in this water sign makes us so receptive to everything that is significant in life, but specifically about emotions. And that can be beautiful, calming, pleasant emotions. It can be racy, hot, fiery emotions, anger, you know, the range, the gamut. And that mm-hmm. depends on our makeup, on our chart, which elements are strong in our DNA. And that has an imprint on how we behave, how we take in information, and how we analyze it, and how we use it.
So when I said to you quickly before we go into break that I wish people were nicer to each other,
yes,
where does that align with where we are in our planetary space right now?
Well, with so much emotion being conjured up.
Okay.
That really, people, deal with emotion in different ways. Sometimes it upsets them. Many people don't like to feel emotions. They'll fight it. Some people are moved to anger or competition. And we see that when people get in fights or when they misbehave on the street when they're driving, they cut you off or drive too fast. And anger is frequently stirred up by the planet Mars, the god of war. So the planets each, the sun, the moon, and the planets each have a mythology that is associated with it that tells a story about the meaning or the rulerships or what the planet, the sun, or the moon has dominion over so that people can remember it. It's like an encoding that so that the actual meanings of the planets, how they operate, can be, you know, it sticks in your brain for so you can use it.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the psychic fair that just happened, the phenomenal turnout of that. And basically, like, give us, for our listeners, maybe what this next 30-day, 60-day cycle, what we could look for as far as, like, a pattern or, I don't know, you've got a bunch of notes there. Let's go where you want to go. Sandra Jennings is my guest tonight. This is Linda Bott with North State Now here at 96.5 FM 1460 AM, bringing you what I'm super passionate about. All right, so Tyler, take it.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm sorry. Hey, welcome back. Hey, how you doing? We're live here. Yeah. Who's this?
Bobby Womack. Liam's pick.
Wait, keep going. Yeah, I would come, I would go, yeah, and probably come back again. Anyway, welcome back. This is North State Now, and by the way, this is Linda Baugh. We do the first Thursday of the month and the last if there's five. So I was excited to be able to get this fifth one in. Where I mean, when the moon is in the seventh house, and I need somebody to come on to really tell you what's going on. It's Sandra Jennings, who's our astrologer. You know, I just can't, it bothers me when Mercury's in retrograde.
It bothers a lot of people because it messes with all of our devices. They're not reliable. The printer won't spit out the papers that you need. Your telephone won't work. You can't get your messages. The computer breaks down. It's widespread. And everybody is so dependent on any kind of technical devices now. We are carrying a pocket computer around with us all the time with our cell phone. And we use it constantly when we leave the house. You know, and you don't have it in your pocket or in your purse, you feel uncomfortable. And when Mercury's retrograde, it is not dependable anymore. Mm. You don't get your messages. You can look right at people and talk to them, and they don't understand what you've said. You know, they're nodding their head, but you know you didn't get through. It's a communication in all of its phases is challenged, and it's like there's a blockage, or you have the, or you're pulling back on the reins. You can't go forward, and so that has been Mercury retrograde since it happens three times a year has been the most important thing to legitimize astrology in the minds of disbelievers or doubters or skeptics because they see it working. It's
so
obvious.
When we talk about that we were in Pisces and there were three ascending or three planets that were in Pisces or something. Mm-hmm. So now we're moving past that. So when, okay, where are we now? Where are we now? Where are we going?
Well, the moon moves so quickly. It will be in a sign only for about 2.5 days. In 28 days, it moves through every single sign. So it's a timekeeper. You use the moon for that. But the sun moves much more slowly, a degree a day. And the sun is in Virgo now, and it's early in Virgo. The full moon was at 7 degrees. So we're looking at a Virgo time period, all right? There's going to be like a Virgo new moon where those qualities of being more mentally aware, organized, trying to make order out of chaos, those things are going to be...
That's good.
It's a very good
thing. That's good because I don't know the traits of Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have any people I know in my life that are Virgos. They're usually Leos, Scorpions, or Scorpios. Who are like scorpions and Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. That maybe a couple Pisces in my past, but I don't think I've ever known like Virgo.
So Virgo is an air sign. It's an air sign.
Okay.
So it has a lot to do with thinking and the rational mind. And the planet associated with Virgo is Mercury. Mercury is in the sign of Virgo right now. So because it's in a sign that it feels comfortable in, feels powerful. This Mercury retrograde is not as difficult as it could be.
Okay.
Because Mercury is, you know, at home.
Can you share with us when we say retrograde, because at the break, I just about, my jaw fell open because at the break you said there were six
planets are retrograde.
To me, that's like danger.
Oh, yeah. Well, it just means you can't go forward. It's difficult to go forward. You keep realigning yourself with the past. You're looking backwards. You can't make up your mind. What am I going to do next? How am I going to deal with things? I have to reevaluate. Did I say the right thing?
Oh, my God.
Have I been wearing the right clothes?
And that's
to
a
work?
Rut. Yeah. That feels like a rut. R-U-T.
Because Virgo is detail-oriented and driven, wants to have all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. The paperwork has to be correct.
Which is good in business.
It's good in business, and it's
probably communication is better because you're being. In other words, things aren't nebulous.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, Neptune and Pisces. And the Pisces full moon, very nebulous, very subtle. You know, what am I feeling? I'm just not sure. With the Sun and Mercury in Virgo, people know, I want to know exactly what's going on. I want to know where I'm supposed to be at different times of the day. I'm going to keep track of it, make sure that my bills are paid on time, the gas tank is full, that I'm up to date on everything, all of my payments are taken out of my debit card correctly. You know, these small details of life are essential. Whereas when you think about Pisces and water signs and Neptune, it's about what you feel, how the music transports you. So it's polar opposites.
Now, how long will the 7 or 6 planets be going backwards? How long are we in this?
Mercury takes 3 weeks. So in a couple of weeks, Mercury will be leaving retrograde.
So we go into September. So as we go into October in the fall.
There's still going to be the slower moving planets going retrograde because the outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they'll go retrograde about 6 months, 5-6 months out of every year. So this is commonplace. So it gives people a chance to catch up and catch their breath and make sure they're on firm footing before they decide to go forward and embark on an important project of some sort so that they have their ducks in a row. I mean, a lot of people don't work on instinct. They don't work on inspiration. They don't work on emotion. They don't make decisions based on how they feel. They make decisions on the bottom line. What's the pencil going to tell them when you get finished looking at the books? That's a Virgo trait. So we're going to see that those qualities be very important. And what I like to say about Mercury when Mercury is retrograde, you already have all the information that you need when Mercury is retrograde. It's like a file cabinet. You don't need to put anything more in there. You can't fit anything more possibly in your brain, your conscious awareness, or the file cabinet, but you have to organize it so that you can make use of what's there. So Mercury retrograde is not a time where you want to learn about a lot of new things. It's about the time when you want to get squared away for everything to tie up loose ends. Let's put it that way. It's a real good time to decide, I forgot this, I forgot that, and my life is going to be a lot better organized.
Time to clean out? Is it time to, like, clean out closets? And
It's a good time to organize them and clean out closets. When any planets are in Virgo, yes, it is, because Virgo likes to be discriminating and decide, what do I need? What do I not need? What's in the way? What isn't helping me? What isn't healthy? You know, what smells bad? Or I haven't tidied in a while. And that's the time when you clean out the closet, clean the garage out, and go through, you know, and decide, these things I haven't worn or used these items in years. Time to get rid of them.
Okay. All right.
So it's helpful for that.
Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let us talk about the psychic fair that was held at Wind River. Nope.
This one was at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay. And that just happened last weekend, right?
That was just this last weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Right. 2 days?
It was a 2-day fair.
We're going to share with us about that. And then more about Virgo and what we can look forward to maybe. I like to have you come on regularly because we're going to be going through Virgo now, what, for?
About 28 days, 30 okay. days. You know, we're at the 7th degree, 8th degree, so there's going to be a few more degrees to go. The sun moves a degree a day.
All right.
And we also, you mentioned October. October is going to be eclipse season. So eclipse, there's two eclipses coming, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse.
Ew.
In October. And that's nature's way of saying, I need to shake things up and change it, put you on a different path.
Okay. Right, we'll be right back. This is Linda Bott in North State Now with Sandra Jennings. North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right, welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying this evening as much as I have. Love the music that Tyler selected. And this is Linda Bott. How are you tonight? I've just decided I'm going to sit in this seat and love this moment. And so I always love when I pick up the phone and I go, Sandra, you want to come on?
And I always say yes.
You are so game.
I'll be right there.
You're right there. And I love your energy, and you're always writing notes, and you're always, you know, drawing geometric designs and stuff and going through this, you know, your chart, like you were talking about the charts, and we were discussing before we left about the psychic fair that happened last week. New producer, new director came in 2 days in a row at the Holiday Inn.
Saturday and Sunday, and the hall was packed. People were coming in all day long up until half an hour. People were coming to me for readings when it was still 10 minutes to 6 on Saturday, 10 minutes to 5 on Sunday when the doors closed. So they were there. They were excited. They wanted some answers that can only come from higher dimensions. And that's what the mystical arts are all about, is learning to let go of the third dimensional details and open up to the messages, the messages from the sun, the moon, and the planets and the stars, because every star has an angelic being that is associated with it. So when we are, we can converse with the angels by paying attention to the stars and their emissaries, the planets, and help us to get guidance in our lives. Because when things are confusing, when people that you trust talk or give a message and you think, I just don't believe that, it's upsetting. And people need to know what is really going on. What's going to happen in my future? What's happening to the future of our state? What's happening to the future of our country and our world? There are exciting things going on in almost every country. There's a news story everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we need to get organized ourselves. What's really happening? What's happening in the future?
I feel like we're talking a little bit about, America. The America that, I knew growing up, there's been an erosion to the dream and an implosion. Mm-hmm. Certain people I know that work really hard, that built from hard work and from building something from just pure tenacity. I respect those people. It's not what I'm saying. I don't respect somebody who is it was given to, but when you think that you're have a right. Like there seems to be a mood going on that I deserve this. I deserve an entitlement is the word I'm trying
That's
to find.
That's the perfect word.
And, I don't know where that came up. This conversation I'm having with several of my friends, when do you think that happened? Is it just me? Because I know a lot of people are having trouble finding, we don't have it here, thank God. Let me just knock on wood with our Casey and our staff. But I hear from so many people that have businesses how hard it is to get people to work.
Yeah, because people, they want things given to them. They don't, they like you said, they want a preferential treatment right from the beginning without any apprenticeship, without learning, without getting to understanding how things work. I know I've been studying and working with astrology for more than 50 years, so it's important to me that when I speak to people or when I translate a chart, that I'm certain about what I'm going to tell somebody, that they can have confidence in me, that they can trust what I'm saying. And when people have read a book and decide that they're going to be an astrologer because they have a computer and they can buy a program, I'm thrilled to hear their interest. But it takes more than that. It takes more than that in all professions. People do need training, and they need to be humble, and they need to be ready to accept information and training from someone who can lead them,
mm-hmm.
Who can teach them. And
I think it's evident when you have a psychic fair at the Holiday Inn for 2 days. And it was packed.
It was packed with people.
I mean, not just...
And I saw a lot of people that I don't usually ever see. Because I've done the participated in the psychic and healing fair at the casino.
Yes.
Twice a year for mm-hmm. years. And I saw people at this fair at the Holiday Inn that I've never seen before. And they were so excited. They were so happy. I finally met you. I finally get it. I have questions for you. Will you do my chart? Will you tell me about my children? Will you tell me about my job situation coming up? Will you please help me figure out what to do with my grandfather? You know, and people can ask me questions that they've pondered and they can't get the answer anyway. They can't Google it. They can't ask a neighbor or a relative and they can't get the answer. But you have this question. You ask me the question. The moment I hear the question, I draw the chart for that moment and I can answer this question, the most important question you can't get the answer to any other way. And that's called horary astrology. It's a division of astrology that has been useful for thousands of years because you don't need to know someone's birth time or even place or the date they were born.
What you're doing then is using where everything is located right now, precisely at that moment and in that moment in time and that question. So I have a good friend who invited you on a girls retreat to come for, I think there are 8, maybe 9 women. You were in that room all day long, and each woman is her gift to her friends. Each woman got to ask a question, which meant that you had all of this work that you prepped and brought and did. And that was really a fun thing. So I always say that, If you want to give somebody a present, you don't know, like it's not a thing, you know, like a piece of something that's physical. This is something that is really, I just would think that it would be really cool to give somebody an astrological reading. So how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me. They can find me on Facebook. They can contact me through my website, sandrajennings.net, or sandrajenningstheastrologer.com. I have an astrology group on the Wednesday before the new moon and the full moon. That's Chiron Society.
C-H-I-R-O-N.
Chiron. Okay. It's an asteroid associated with healing. And you can find out through Google, find mm-hmm. my telephone number, contact me, send me an email, mm-hmm. sandrajennings85@gmail.com. I always want to hear from people. It's my purpose in life to be of service and to help people to understand things that they've been pondering for a long time and get guidance from the stars, from the sun, moon, and the planets. And get inspiration and get a direction. Find out what the challenges are going to be and how the way can open clear. Because everyone wants to know more about themselves.
How they can operate with maybe knowledge of, all right, this is just something that's going on during this time when you feel like you're squeezing through a tube. Personally, I feel like I've been kind of squeezing through a tube, getting through a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's getting better. Because we kind of went through a little bit of, you know, just like when everything's heaped up, you know, and you've got like 5 or 6 things that are like a heap and just trying to get through them, coming out the other end of it. So I'm sure that if I had, called you and said, okay, and then you'd say, oh, this is why, just give it a couple more weeks. This is going to let up, you know, because you feel like it's about to break, but you're not really sure. So I think that's like you're the doctor of astrology.
Thank you. And astrology gives you timing, because when someone's asking a question, I'm using divine synchronicity and asking for a message for this moment. And the chart will have that message and clarify the matter and give me timing when a planet changes signs, when it goes backward or forward. That's telling you. It's giving you a definite idea of when to expect something from the future.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you again. And you can find Sandra Jennings online, Chiron Society. You can subscribe and get be a part of when her readings come out with the Chiron Society and what's happening and that kind of thing. So we're going to be in Virgo and all that good stuff. But thank you for joining me, Sandra.
My pleasure. I'm so honored when you give me that call because I get to talk to more people this way than I ever could.
And you can always find it in the archives. Always share the archives anytime. Tyler, thanks for being at the helm. We'll see you tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio with Carl and myself. And make it a beautiful night. Do random acts of kindness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.